CKNXNewsToday.ca, Midwestern Ontario's most trusted source for news. Brought to you by Roberts Farm Equipment. Cub Cadet snowblowers are in stock. If you need a tune-up, we service all makes and models. Visit Roberts Farm Equipment today.
An Owen Sound organization wants residents to join an effort to collect discarded cigarette waste from in and around Owen Sound. Organizer Ann Finley Stewart says the Owen Sound Waste Watchers group will take part in a national butt blitz campaign throughout the month of April.
It's an organization called Greener Futures that has also been doing litter pickups, but they decided particularly to focus on cigarette butts because it's one of those things that's so small but so toxic. And there are so many of them.
Volunteers from across the country have ensured over 4.1 million items have been recycled as part of this campaign to date. Canada's chief electoral officer, Stéphane Perrault, is slated to testify today at a commission of inquiry into foreign meddling allegations and how the government responded to them. The hearings are delving into possible foreign interference by China, India, Russia, and others in the last two general elections. As head of Elections Canada, Perrault is responsible for ensuring Canadians can exercise their democratic rights to vote and be a candidate. The inquiry, led by Quebec Judge Marie-Josée Hogue, expects to hear evidence from more than 40 people, including Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, members of his cabinet, and political party representatives. An initial report of findings from the commission is due on May the 3rd. Experts are considering their options on a rescue plan for the young killer whale trapped by the tide in a remote lagoon off northern Vancouver Island. Paul Cottrell, the marine mammal coordinator at the fisheries department, says they're thinking about changing tactics in efforts to convince the two-year-old calf to leave the shallow lagoon depending on the animal's health. He says they've not ruled out attempting to put the calf in a sling and lifting it back to the open ocean. The calf's mother died in the lagoon on Saturday when the tide went out and a necropsy later determined that she was pregnant. Cottrell says drone footage shows that the calf, which can survive up to 2 weeks without food, appears to be healthy but is likely not eating on its own and is probably still partially depending on its mother for milk and food. Canada's population grew faster last year than it has at any time since the 1950s amid a surge in the number of temporary residents, Stats Canada reported yesterday. The stats agency says the population grew by 3.2% in 2023, reaching 40,769,890 as of January 1st this year, the highest rate since 1957 when it grew 3.3%. In sports, the Elmira Sugar Kings staved off elimination last night with a 4-3 double OT win over Stratford, who now lead the Cherry Cup semifinal series 3-1. Brendan Gerber played the hero with a two-goal performance, including the extra time winner for the Sugar Kings, who avoided the sweep. They can claw back further tomorrow night in Stratford. Liam Reed was heroic in net, making 48 saves for Elmira. The Ottawa Senators scored 5 goals in the first period of a 6-2 win against the Buffalo Sabres at KeyBank Center last night. Shane Pinto had a goal and 3 helpers. Brady Tkachuk, Boris Tkachuk, Jacob Chychrun, and Drake Batherson each had a goal and a helper for the Senators, who have won 3 in a row. Eunice Korpisalo made 34 saves. Mitch Marner is not expected to return from a high ankle sprain for at least the remainder of the week, coach Sheldon Keefe said yesterday. The forward participated in an optional practice with the Leafs, who host the Capitals tonight. Marner has missed the past 8 games because of the injury sustained March 7th in a 4-1 loss to the Boston Bruins. He has 76 points in 62 games this year. Mainly sunny skies today with a high up to +6. Tonight, partly cloudy, a low of -5. Tomorrow, a chance of flurries, some sunshine, a high of just +3. Tomorrow night, clear skies, a low of -2. On Saturday, a mix of sun and cloud, a high up to 7.
Subscribe to CKNX News wherever you get your podcast and read the latest stories on CKNXNewsToday.ca.